Now, this is a revocation hearing, so first of all, let me get you, to state your name and why you're here this morning, if you're an interpreter. What is your name, ma'am?
My name is Carissa Clay.
And I have to ask you, do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, or do you guard or do you so affirm?
I do.
And now would you indicate to Mr. Lara what is his name and ADC number?
Is the camera on?
Yeah, this is CO3.
It will be on you in just a moment. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, CO3. How are you doing today?
Very good.
Okay, well, are you ready for us? Is Mr. Lara ready for us?
Yes, he is.
Okay, and we have an interpreter on our end, and he should be able to see it. Can he see the interpreter?
Lara, can you see the interpreter?
Yes, I can.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so would you ask Mr. Lara again what is his name and his ADC number?
Salvador Lara Jr. 1333404.
Thank you. Tell him he's appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for his revocation hearing regarding the one allegation on his warrant. According to information that the board has, he was notified of this hearing on September the 28th, 2017. And as he can see, there are four board members participate in the hearing. They are the Honorable Mr. David Neal to my left, the Honorable Mr. Louis Kiwanis to my right, and to his right is the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse. My name is C.T. Wright. I am serving as board chair and as panel chair. We also have in the room with us today Mr. Brady. When I move it, he won't be able to see you, so I won't put it on Mr. Brady. But we have in the room Mr. Brady, who is representing the Department of Corrections, as well as his parole officer. Ask Mr. Lara, and I will ask Mr. Brady, if both of them swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help them God, or they affirm.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand that.
Does he swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help him God, or so he affirm?
The truth about what? I'm not sure I understand.
Anything that he might say to the board this morning.
But the truth about what?
About this hearing, anything that he might tell the board this morning. Tell him that the board will be asking him questions and we're asking him to respond by telling the truth to the board. Somebody help me to explain that one to him.
Can I rephrase it?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
ask him if he has been sworn in a trial before.
Yeah, it's like a trial.
I have not gone to trial.
Oh.
Before.
Well, just ask him very simply, will he tell the truth this morning?
Jail or here?
No, here this morning. Not in jail, but here.
What kind of truth?
I have told him I'm going to move this hearing forward. As chairman of the board, I'm going to move this hearing forward. I'm going to read a statement, the allegations on his warrant, and then I'm going to ask him to respond whether it is true or false. And the statement reads that he is in violation of condition of supervision number 3 as demonstrated by his act of changing his place of residence at V-R-E, located at 2501 West Elm Street, that's E-L-M, Elm Street, in Phoenix, Arizona.
That's an old address.
On about June 30th, 2017, without the prior approval of his assigned parole officer. His whereabouts was unknown. Thus, he was in a stronger from supervision. Is that true or false?
Are you talking about if I broke parole before?
No, we're talking about, did he change?
I don't understand. I'm so confused. I'm not sure. It's hard to see the video. See the interpreter on her.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, let's ask him again before I make any...
Can I?
Yes, ma'am.
Make a suggestion? Can
yes,
you
ma'am.
Tell me the whole sentence?
Okay, you want to read the whole sentence?
Well, no, I don't need to read it, but okay. If you could talk a little bit in the normal pace.
Okay, that he is in violation. Of condition of supervision. Number 3. As demonstrated by his act of changing his residence at V-Ray at 2501 West Elm Street in Phoenix on or about June 30th, 2017, without the prior approval of his assigned probation officer. His whereabouts was unknown, and he was an absconder, that's A-B-S-C-O-N-D-E-R, from supervision. Now, is that true or false?
I didn't say anything.
Ask him if he has seen a copy of the warrant that was issued by the Department of Corrections. Has he seen a copy of the warrant itself?
No, I have not.
He signed it.
Ask him, since he has not seen a copy of the... Oh, please.
The warrant?
The warrant that I just read from.
The Frider and Spice? That's the only two that I've gotten.
He signed a notification of a board hearing.
He also signed this.
He signed the warrant.
He signed the warrant.
He was in jail.
And he signed a proof of warrant service when he was in jail. On July
27, 2017. I don't think so.
Tell him that if the information that he's presenting to the board at this time is correct, then the board must or will continue his hearing and reschedule it for a later date.
So I'm confused about the parole officer.
Please tell him that he had a parole officer, Roger Logan, that's R-O-G-E-R, last name L-O-G-A-N. Does he remember that at all?
Yes, probably.
Ask him if he wished to continue with this hearing or to delay it.
I don't know. We can go ahead.
Mr. Boucher, I am going to walk up to the camera and show him the warrant.
Okay.
Just so
thank you.
He understands.
Right.
Please tell him that Mr. Kiwanis is going to show him the warrant to see if he's seen it before.
Yes. Yes, I do remember that now.
Okay, good. Good idea.
I'm going to read the allegation again. And after I read it, would he tell me if it is true or false? The allegation is that he had changed his place of residence at V-Ray, located at 2501 West Elm Street, in Phoenix on or about June 30, 2017, without the prior approval of his parole officer, Roger Logan. His whereabouts was unknown. Thus, he was in a slumber from supervision. And we need him just to tell the board whether that allegation is true or false.
I moved from Elm Street to 2936 East Northern Avenue near the mountain.
Board members, since he admits that he did move, I am going to make a motion at this time to find that he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he was delinquent and had or may have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Tell him that I'm going to receive some information from the Department of Corrections pertaining to him from Mr. Grady. Mr. Grady, sir.
Mr. Lara has received a new felony. He started his new sentence for aggravated assault.
Yes.
And do you show the release date on the new felony, or you don't, sir?
Yes, I have to look it up. 1 second. Is a new release date of 3/12/19.
Please indicate to, Mr. Lara, in as much as you have a new felony.
Can he miss that date? Can we repeat?
Okay, would you state that date again for him, sir?
Can you say the whole sentence, please?
Okay. He received a new felony for aggravated assault, and he has started serving his new sentence. His new release date is going to be March 12th of 2019.
Thank you.
Please indicate to him that because of this new felony, this new conviction, this board cannot vote to release him at this time. Therefore, I am going to make another motion.
I understand that.
I'm going to make a motion to revoke his community supervision because of the new felony, and he is scheduled to be released according to the Department of Corrections on March 12, 2019. And this will end his hearing for today. Frank?
I have a question. Will I be under a provision again, a supervisor provision? So I will have a parole officer at that point?
Yes.
If I don't do parole at the end, what, or probation, what will happen?
A warrant will be issued, and once he's found, he will be placed in prison again.
Also, if he does not sign his conditions of release, then he won't be released onto parole.
So March 12th, 2019, then I'll get on parole again?
Yes.
And what would be the PILL number? The P-I-L-L number?
P-I-L-L.
Tell him that he would have to get that information from his CO3 there at where he's located.
That's what I was talking about.
He needs to talk, he needs
but
to...
But they haven't come talk to me yet.
Well, tell him he needs to talk with his... We have no control over that. The board has no control over that. He needs to talk with his parole officer, and please indicate to him that his hearing is over, and thank him so very much for his participation.
Can you wait just one moment? Let me get him.
Who seconded that motion?
I did.
My CO3 is coming.
Hello?
Yes, sir. The board has voted to revoke Mr. Lara's community supervision, which means that he will remain incarcerated because of his new felony. And therefore, his hearing is over, and if he needs any further information, he can get that from you, and he will receive appropriate documentation from the board.
All right, thank you, sir.
Thank you, and his hearing is over.
Thank you.